USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The UN Security Council holding an emergency meeting today after Turkey launched an offensive against Kurds in northern Syria. The attack coming right after President Trump pulled U.S. forces out of that region, a move that's drawn condemnation from both parties who say the U.S. is abandoning allies. Thousands have already fled in the face of ground and air attacks. President Trump says of it yesterday,
"Frankly, we're getting a lot of praise from that decision. People are saying, could I sometime bring our people back home?"
About 800,000 electricity customers in Northern California now without power, as utilities say planned blackouts are to prevent wildfires as gusty winds blow across the region. 34 California counties told to prepare, and many do have generators, with local police warning drivers to beware of non-functioning traffic lights. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
People in the Northern Rockies, Northern Plains, and Upper Great Lakes are bundling up for a potentially historic winter storm, according to forecasters who say it's expected to dump as much as 2 feet of snow across that region over the next few days. Cold temperatures also coming in, with lows dropping to the 20s in some spots this morning. More on the letter the White House sent House Democrats earlier this week, declaring that the Trump administration will not cooperate with the impeachment inquiry, calling it illegitimate without a vote by the full House. The president's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, discussing that letter last night on Fox News.
It lays out about 8 violations of the United States Constitution, about 6 violations of the president's civil rights, my civil rights, Attorney General Barr's civil rights.
Meanwhile, leading House Democrats are calling the administration's refusal to honor their subpoenas evidence of obstruction. Remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
Friends, the radio listener special is still going on at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one MyPillow premium pillows. Savings on Giza Dreams bed sheets, mattress toppers, go anywhere MyPillows. And, of course, body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need that. If you've got a dog you love, they have great dog beds. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The assessor in Arizona's biggest county is facing charges in a multi-state human smuggling scheme. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
County assessor in Arizona is facing charges for human smuggling and selling children in an adoption scheme. According to Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich, Maricopa County Assessor Paul Peterson is facing 32 felony counts in the scheme that stretched across Arizona, Utah, and Arkansas.
We allege that Peterson, through his adoption agency, is accused of utilizing this adoption scheme in at least 29 births here in Arizona between November of 2015 and May of 2019. County Assessor Peterson is also accused of using false information to place these Marshall Islands women on state-funded health care in order to pay for delivery costs, allegedly bilking the state out of more than $800,000.
The Trump administration is lashing out at the mayor of Minneapolis for charging more than $500,000 for security for a Trump campaign event at the Target Center last Thursday night. An Obama event in 2009 was charged just $20,000. Mayor Jacob Frey, a frequent Trump critic, explains.
President Barack Obama was coming here on behalf of the Office of President of the United States, not as a campaign event. President Trump is coming to Minneapolis as a campaign rally.
The Trump campaign described Frey as a radical leftist mayor. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.